Every week, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner hosts a protest against President Donald Trump, focusing on how his policies affect local residents. Each rally deals with a specific issue like health care, climate change, and most recently, immigration. A few Trump supporters have been coming to the protests, and Miner has defended their right to speak up in favor of the president. After last week's rally, two Central New York women with very different points of view started having a conversation. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli filed this audio postcard.
My name's Tina Higgins. I just wanted to come out here and show my support for our president, Donald Trump. And I also wanted to hear everybody's side. Met this nice lady here.
My name is Carol Pushaver. I did not vote for Mr. Trump, but I purposely sought out my friend, if you don't mind, because I think somehow we need to start talking, because somehow we need to find a solution as a country if we're to go forward as a country. I don't know how, but I know we need to start listening to each other somehow. And I give Tina all the credit in the world for being here today.
Thank you, and I appreciate you, appreciate you being kind.
It takes two.
I don't have any problem with what he's doing. I hope he gets rid of a lot of people that are Republicans in name only, that are trying to subvert what he's trying to do. A lot of people in this administration need to go. You know, he needs to vet his own administration and get rid of people that are not espousing the same party line that he is.
I would like to see less emphasis on fake news and more emphasis on real facts and accountability as we try to come together for workable solutions.
As far as like immigration goes, we don't have the resources. We don't have the space. We don't have the resources. The whole world wants to come here, and we're getting filled up. Maybe they should go out in New York Harbor, put a no vacancy sign on that broad, or turn her back to the world, or dismantle her. Because we've taken in more immigrants than any other nation on the face of this earth, and we've got nothing to be ashamed of if we shut it down tomorrow.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the brand young, new United States, and it was a celebration of our independence. I have a poster that I quoted a poem that's on the base of the Statue of Liberty. It says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free," and the poem goes on. I couldn't see this as my home without somebody somewhere holding those signs, that message open to the world. I think we're greater when we find a way to come together and work together.